Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 10th, 2025, through Friday, February 14th, 2025. Monday, February 10th, 2025. Two men indicted in $3 million tax fraud conspiracy. Henry Remington Herod and Matthew McDonnell were charged in a 10-count indictment with conspiracy to defraud the United States and making false claims for over $3 million in tax refunds. According to court documents, between approximately April 2022 and May 2023, Henry Remington Herod of Minneapolis and Matthew McDonnell of Port Allen, Louisiana, conspired to defraud the United States by preparing and filing false federal income tax returns for themselves and others. The returns included false employment, income, and tax credit information they knew to be false and which resulted in large refunds the filing taxpayers were not entitled to. Herod and McDonnell are each charged with one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, and Herod is charged with 9 counts of making false claims. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, February 11, 2025. Former president and executive vice president of local teachers union indicted for stealing union funds and leave scam. Teresa Brady and Ruby George were charged by federal indictment with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and mail fraud, 8 counts of aiding and abetting wire fraud, and 3 counts of aiding and abetting mail fraud. Brady is also charged with 2 counts of money laundering. According to the indictment, Brady and George were the president and executive vice president of Duval Teachers United, DTU, a labor union that represented Duval County Public Schools, DCPS, teachers, paraprofessionals, and office personnel. DTU has approximately 6,500 members and represents approximately 80% of eligible DCPS employees. The indictment alleges that between 2013 and 2022, Brady and George engaged in a conspiracy to steal more than $1.2 million each from the DTU by selling back leave time that they had not accrued or entered back to DTU. Brady and George allegedly hid this activity by providing false information to DTU's auditors, certified public accountants, and by signing each other's checks when distributing the unaccrued and unearned leave money, hiding those payments from the DTU secretary/treasurer. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, February 12, 2025. Franklin, Tennessee certified public accountant indicted on wire fraud, money laundering, and tax fraud charges. Jason Alexander Jerkins was charged by federal indictment with wire fraud, money laundering, and tax fraud. According to the indictment, Jerkins, a certified public accountant, owned Jerkins Business Solutions, JBS, which provided tax preparation, bookkeeping, and payroll services, among other accounting and financial services for individuals and businesses since 2015. JBS was a sole proprietorship, and Jerkins controlled its bank accounts. To facilitate his scheme, between March 2020 and October 2024, Jerkins obtained and maintained bank account and online bank information of his clients at JBS. Using Intuit QuickBooks software, Jerkins would initiate wire transfers out of his clients' bank accounts and into bank accounts that he controlled or could access. Jerkins used Intuit QuickBooks so that these withdrawals appeared on clients' bank statements with descriptions including Intuit, Jerkins Business Sole, or Jerkins Business Sale, which concealed the nature of these fraudulent transactions from his clients and made them appear as though they were for legitimate business purposes. Jerkins would initiate these withdrawals from his clients' accounts within days of initiating legitimate payroll or tax payments from his clients' accounts to make it appear as if the legitimate payments were split between multiple withdrawals by Intuit. Jerkins would allow them to withdraw funds from his clients' accounts as if he was paying over business expenses owed by his clients. But instead of paying the expense owed by the clients, Jerkins would deposit the funds into his own bank accounts or use the funds for his personal benefit. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, February 13, 2025. Four indicted in conspiracy to commit bank fraud and money laundering schemes involving more than $128 million in criminal proceeds. Daniel Liberti, Joseph Scotto, Gregory Walker, and Frank Carbone III were charged by federal indictment with conspiracy to commit bank fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Liberti and Carbone III are also charged with bank fraud. According to the indictment, Liberti, Scotto, Walker, and Frank Carbone III conspired to commit bank fraud by submitting fraudulent applications to U.S. financial institutions to obtain merchant processing accounts. These accounts contain the private personal information of unwitting individuals obtained by the conspirators under false pretenses. After fraudulently obtaining these merchant accounts, the conspirators were then able to accept credit and debit cards to further an e-commerce enterprise which used high-risk and unscrupulous sales techniques. By using the personal information of unwitting individuals, the conspirators insulated themselves from personal liability and risk associated with their business model to the detriment of those persons and to the financial institutions which materially rely on honest and full disclosures of ownership when providing merchant services. As a result of these activities, the conspirators obtained criminal proceeds processed through these fraudulent accounts exceeding $128 million. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, February 14, 2025. Arizona couple pleads guilty to $1.2 billion healthcare fraud. Alexandra Gerke and Jeffrey King pleaded guilty to causing over $1.2 billion of false and fraudulent claims to be submitted to Medicare and other health insurance programs for expensive, medically unnecessary wound grafts that were applied to elderly and terminally ill patients. According to court documents, Gerke and her husband, Jeffrey King, conspired with others to orchestrate the massive scheme. Gerke ran two companies, Apex Medical LLC and Viking Medical Consultants LLC, that contracted with medically untrained sales representatives to locate elderly patients, including hospice patients, who had wounds at any stage and order amniotic wound grafts from a specific graft distributor. Gerke instructed and financially incentivized the sales representatives to order grafts only in sizes 4x6 centimeters or larger, even if the wound was much smaller, to maximize health insurance reimbursement. Gerke, through companies she owned and controlled, received over $279 million in illegal kickbacks from the distributor of the grafts in exchange for the orders. Gerke, in return, paid the sales representatives tens of millions of dollars in unlawful kickbacks. Gerke then referred the patients to a company owned by King, which contracted with nurse practitioners to apply the grafts. King's company fraudulently billed Medicare, TRICARE, Champ VA, and commercial insurance plans for the grafts. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.